Track 2.72. Read and listen to the text. What types of relationships do people have in their lives?
The importance of communication in relationships.
Although humans may have different social cultural lifestyles, the basic pattern life course is similar. Babies grow and become children. After childhood, young adults get ready for reproduction. Then the majority choose their partners and raise their children. All humans get old and die. During these phases in life, we have different types of social relationships. First with parents and siblings, then with friends, classmates, boyfriends or girlfriends, and partners followed by colleagues, etc. It is sometimes challenging to have healthy and effective relationships because everyone has different expectations or needs. It is common that we have an argument with someone and lose touch with that person. Some have low self-esteem, or others are going through some hardships in their lives. What is the way to get through to them? The answer is good communication. Strong communication among people plays a major part in a relationship or a friendship. If communication lacks, it may make the relationship and the bond that is shared between both individuals weak, and they break up eventually. The main reason of challenges in a relationship is usually the lack of communication. Both sides in a relationship need to know how to talk through the matters that they face. This could be between an employee and an employer, or two colleagues. Good communication helps people build trust, honesty, and respect. In a healthy relationship, communication is founded on trust. Two people in a relationship need to learn not to blame or criticize each other based on what they say or feel. However, blaming one another without understanding what the real issue is only makes the problem worse and can cause mistrust between both sides. Communication is the most effective element that will help settle misunderstandings and disagreements on mutual terms. But many relationships fall apart when people fail to interact effectively. Another way for people to have an effective communication is good listening. A good listener encourages others to be honest. We tend to forget that other people have their own views on an issue or topic. This can cause different expectations and interpretations. It is very important that both sides can equally share their ideas and differences. As we grow and change, our perceptions and expectations also grow and change. This alone could have a significant impact on our relationships with other people. To sum up, it is very important to build a healthy communication for a respectful and loving relationship.